Pig, The Memoirs of a Learned Pig, edited by Russell Potter, read by Simon Callow. Editor's Note. As the editor of this new edition of Toby's autobiography, I should like to make a few brief remarks to those readers who may, by chance, take up this volume knowing nothing of the circumstances of its origin or first publication. You hold in your hands one of the most remarkable volumes ever to be published. Indeed, the sole known memoir of any creature of other than the human race. Such a statement may at first seem to stretch the reader's credulity, but I hasten to assure you that this narrative requires no suspension of our ordinary notions of reality, only a realization of how vast, indeed, that reality may be. The accomplishments of Toby in regard to his acquisition of language and his use of this ability in pursuit of writing a narrative of his own are too well documented to admit of any doubt. Many of the luminaries of the 18th century, the eminent Dr. Johnson himself amongst them, attest to its veracity. As for the historical particulars, however, I shall leave these to the brief appendix that I have inserted after the main narrative, where those who are additionally curious may satisfy that most vital of all human impulses. The text of the present volume is based on that of the first edition of 1809, which preserves what is by far the most authoritative text. Only three complete copies are known, one at the Bodleian, which was the copyright deposit, one in the Library of the University of Edinburgh, and one in the National Library of Ireland in Dublin. Having compared and collated all of them, I can with assurance state that they are all from the identical impression and contain no substantive variance besides the inevitable differences in the binding and trimming of the pages. The second printing of 1810 and all subsequent versions are deficient not only in the main text, but in the